Moving the Ark. The Ark of God was ignored during Saul's reign as king. So David decided to bring it to his new capital. He sent a message throughout Israel, inviting them to join him for this great event. The people agreed that this was the right thing to do. Unfortunately, they didn't follow God's instructions on how the ark was to be moved. Instead, they put it on a new cart and pulled it with a team of oxen. As the cart moved towards Jerusalem, the king and the people walked along celebrating. They sang songs and played instruments. Suddenly, one of the oxen stumbled and shook the cart. A man named Asa reached out to steady the ark. The moment he touched it, God struck him, and he fell to the ground and died. David was shocked and confused. He didn't know why God had done this. He needed time to think about what to do, so he put the ark in a nearby home. It stayed there for 3 months. During that time, the Lord blessed the family that lived there. David heard about how God was blessing the family, so he once again decided to bring the ark to Jerusalem. This time, he told the Levites to purify themselves and follow the instructions Moses gave on how the ark was to be carried. The people of Israel were excited as it entered Jerusalem. They made sacrifices to the Lord, shouted for joy, and blew trumpets. David took off his outer coat and danced with all of his might. Everyone rejoiced together. Michal looked out the window and was shocked to see her husband leaping around in front of the ark. She thought it was disgusting. David placed the ark in a special tent he had prepared for it. Sacrifices and burnt offerings were made to the Lord. David then blessed the people and gave them food to eat. Michal confronted her husband when he went home. She said, "What you did was shameful. You took off your royal coat and jumped around like a fool in front of common slave girls." David said, "I humbled myself before the Lord. And yes, I'll do it again. Those common people you talked about will honor me for the rest of their lives." Michal lived her entire life without ever having children.